The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dr. Brendan O'Shea is with me, the Kildare-based GP, to talk about microplastics. What are they, Brendan?
Oh dear, we're just coming from the awfulness of Gaza, and I just hope we're not going to bring News Talk listeners into another massive catastrophe that they can do nothing about. Well, look, microplastics, absolutely useful to spend a few minutes on them. How bad is this? Can it get any worse? And what can we possibly usefully do about it? And I think the conversation was stimulated by a fantastic article by Eimear Harrington in Sunday's Indo on microplastics, and she got several different experts from different fields to comment on it. So microplastics, they're everywhere. I think everybody understands that. Now, in our busyness, we kind of tend to forget it because it's happening at the microscopic, at the nanoparticle level. It's not very visible. As a GP, we're not really seeing people that we know of with significant disease from microplastics on one hand. But on the other hand, they are everywhere, and they're everywhere outside of us, and they're everywhere inside of us. It's a bit of an unsettling thought.
And when we say they're everywhere inside of us, how do we know that? I mean, are we actively looking for them? Is it easy to detect them?
It is easy to detect them in an experimental setting. We're beginning to look at them. Very good question. How do we know? And the answer brings us into grisly science. And if anybody Googles this, you'll rapidly get into studies. There was an interesting study, for example, on Nature, which is a huge science journal, in 2025 by Matthew Campton, worthwhile looking at it. And in that study, what they did was they took samples of tissue from autopsies, from two samples of autopsies, one in 2016 and one in 2024. And what they found was they found a significant increase. Microplastics were present in the 2016 samples, but they were significantly more present in the 2024 samples, is one thing. So this is trending upwards. And then we also understand that they're preferentially differentiated around the body. So they're present in liver tissue. They're present in kidney tissue. Unfortunately, they're especially present in neurological tissue and in brain tissue. And a third disturbing finding, there's higher levels of them in people who are known to have dementia before the biopsies were done. Okay. So this is unsettling, and it's important to understand it.
So can you explain why they're predominantly in those three areas? I thought the answer was going to be kind of ingesting plastics when it was kidneys and liver, but then you threw the brain into that. So is there a reason it's in those three areas predominantly?
I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't think there's a strong consensus as to why that may be. We can speculate that maybe it has to do with blood flow. We don't think of our brain as a very active part of us, but it has one of the richest blood supplies in the body. A huge amount of our cardiac output goes to powering these thoughts, this conversation we're having, a News Talk, listening to the damn thing. So maybe it has to do with vascular distribution, but there isn't a strong consensus as to why they're preferentially redistributed to different parts of the body.
So you mentioned, possibly links being investigated with dementia. Can we pinpoint any other health impacts of this increase in microplastic?
Not to an extent that impacts on what we're doing in our clinics. So in other words, the science of this is complex. You've got to draw in from engineering, you've got to draw in from chemistry, you've got to draw in from pathology, you've got to draw in from immunology, but it's rapidly evolving. So we don't have a good clear answer to your question, so I'm not going to spoof it. So we don't know the answer to many of these questions. Camden, in his study in Nature, speculates that, well, it's very easy to assume that because there were more microplastics in the brains of people who had dementia, that the microplastics caused dementia. But he says, if you're going to be honest and scientific about it, it's possible. We know that one of the commonest causes of dementia is what's known as multi-infarct dementia. In other words, the small blood vessels get blocked. So Campton is speculating that because the small blood vessels are blocked, the mechanism for clearing the microplastics might be damaged. So the dementia might be causing an accumulation rather than the other way around. But answering your question, it is not known at this point why they're preferentially redistributed around the body.
Okay, so lots of don't knows, which I guess speaks to the need for real investigation into this.
I think there is big investigation. Now, when we see what's going on in Donald Trump's America, where the major engines of scientific research are being attacked, that is a cause of concern. But around the world, there are lots of researchers working on this, which is great. And watch this space, folks. But in the meantime, we could ask ourselves, well, look, what should the listeners of News Talk be doing? What can we do to actually reduce the risk to ourselves and work concrete steps we can take to make this a better planet? So everybody out there, players got to stop using single-use plastics. Just don't accept them. You're better off selecting natural fibres for your clothes. Cotton and wool are great. Nylons and synthetics are not. They absolutely generate microplastics. Drink tap water from Dublin Corporation or Kildare County Council and carry your own water bottle. Plastic bottles are, disposable water plastic bottles are the work of the devil for several reasons. So don't be doing that, please. Avoid heating food in plastic containers. That clearly seems to be associated with elaboration of microplastics and you eat them directly. The most important thing is be a little bit worried about this. Inform yourself. Take a position on it. Microplastics are almost certainly not good. We need to start doing something about it. The catastrophists would say that the oceans are full of them. There's nothing we can do. I'd refer to Edward Wilson's observations on that, that the oceans have a fantastic mechanism for clearing the microplastics if we would just stop pouring them into the oceans. Edward Wilson, who's a very respected now deceased biologist, was of the view that plankton will ingest the microplastics. They'll drift down to the bottom of the ocean and they'll occupy a very small micro layer in the history of the earth if we could just stop producing plastic and using it so indiscriminately.
Dr. Brendan O'Shea, Kildare-based GP. Brendan, listen, thanks a million for talking us through all of that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.